In this video, we are talking about reductionism in wedding ministry. Reductionism happens when we take something rich and many-sided and shrink it down to only one part. Marriage is especially vulnerable to reductionism. One couple may reduce marriage to romance. They believe the wedding is mainly about celebrating their feelings. Another couple may reduce marriage to legal status. They say, we just need the paper signed. Another may reduce marriage to family approval. They are more concerned about pleasing parents than entering covenant before God. Another may reduce marriage to economics. They think mainly about benefits, taxes, property, housing, or estate arrangements. Another may reduce marriage to sexuality. They want permission for intimacy, but have little interest in covenant formation. Another may reduce marriage to aesthetics. Everything is about the look, the photos, and the experience. Another may reduce marriage to private narrative. They want the ceremony to say, marriage is whatever our story says it is. The Christian wedding officiant must lovingly resist reductionism. This does not mean we ignore romance, law, family, economics, sexuality, beauty, or story. All of these matter, but none of them is Lord. Christ is Lord. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. The state may recognize marriage, but the state does not create marriage's deepest meaning. Beauty matters, but beauty serves covenant. Sexual intimacy matters, but it belongs inside faithful covenant. Family matters, but family does not own the bride and groom. Legal paperwork matters, but paperwork is not the whole marriage. Christian marriage is received, not invented. A ministry sciences observer learns to notice which aspect has become too powerful. Imagine this wedding preparation meeting. The bride and groom are kind and sincere. They say they want a Christian ceremony. But as the meeting unfolds, the officiant notices something. Every answer comes back to the wedding experience. They talk about the lighting, the entrance, the reception, the photos, and the mood. When asked about prayer, vows, forgiveness, church life, and covenant responsibilities, they become quiet. The issue is not that they love beauty. Beauty is good. The issue is that beauty has become the controlling aspect. So the officiant might say, I can see you care deeply about creating a beautiful wedding. That can be a gift. But in a Christian wedding, beauty serves something deeper. It serves the covenant you are making before God. Let's talk about the promises that will still matter when the flowers are gone, the music is over, and daily married life begins. That is a stronger ministry response than scolding them. Now consider another couple. They say, we do not need anything spiritual. We only need you to make it legal. The officiant might say, I can help you understand the ceremony process, but as a Christian wedding officiant, I also need to be clear that marriage is more than a legal form. If I officiate, I am witnessing vows before God, not merely handling paperwork. That response protects the theological meaning of the role. For the one wedding officiant, avoiding reductionism keeps the ceremony from becoming generic. For the ordained wedding officiant, it strengthens long-term teaching and practice. For the church staff minister, it helps align wedding policies with Christian doctrine. For the chaplain, it brings clarity in urgent or unusual settings. For the life coach, minister, or romance officiant, it helps couples move from attraction into covenant maturity. Christian philosophy gives the officiant a fuller set of eyes. You learn to ask, what is being honored here? What is being ignored? What is being made ultimate? And then, with warmth and courage, you bring the wedding back under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ.